The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. A feeling of expectancy had grown among the people, who were beginning to think that John might be the Christ. So John declared before them all, "I baptize you with water, but someone is coming, someone who is more powerful than I am, and I am not fit to undo the strap of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." Now, when all the people had been baptized, and while Jesus, after his own baptism, was at prayer, heaven opened and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily shape like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved, my favor rests on you." The Gospel of the Lord. The Church celebrates today the baptism of the Lord. We've heard described that just after Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan by John the Baptist, he was at prayer, and then heaven opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him, and a voice from heaven saying, "You are my Son, the Beloved. My favor rests on you." The baptism of Jesus is another epiphany moment or episode in the life of our Lord. Epiphany means manifestation. We celebrated the Feast of the Epiphany last Sunday, coming of the Magi, and the revelation of Christ to the Gentiles, who represent all peoples. Today's feast celebrates the revelation of Jesus as the Son of God, Jesus who offers us and gains for us our salvation. The descent of the Holy Spirit confers on Jesus his messianic office, meaning his unique vocation as Messiah, God's anointed one, the Christ. From that moment, he was bestowed with kingly and priestly dignity. It is from that point of his baptism that Jesus begins his public activity, his mission of proclaiming the kingdom of God, his mission to set us free from sin and death, and in this way save us so that we might have life. In the words of St. Paul in his letter to Titus, this mission ultimately led to Christ sacrificing himself for us in order to set us free from all wickedness, to purify us so that we would have no other ambition than to do good. St. Paul goes on to say that Christ was moved to do this to save us out of love, kindness, and compassion. Isaiah describes this mission by using a beautiful metaphor of a shepherd feeding his flock, gathering lambs in his arms, holding them against his breast. What a remarkably tender, evocative image this is. There is no hint of finger-wagging Christ who condemns for the slightest fault. No, Jesus is the one with the mission to console God's people, everyone. It is Jesus who wants to draw us into his friendship, who wants to draw us into communion with God. We too, at our baptism, share the same Spirit. We are adopted as God's sons and daughters, where each of us becomes a beloved child of God. We too are anointed and share in the royal priesthood of Christ as prophet, priest, and king. We become other Christs. We are incorporated into the body of Christ. and it would be good to spend time reflecting on this. Baptism gives us our dignity as beloved sons and daughters of God, and therefore are precious in His sight. It is all too easy to lose sight of this point. In virtue of our baptism, just as with Christ, we are all called to mission in some way. Whether it be in the married, lay, single, or clerical state in life, we all have a vocation to serve Christ in some capacity. Everything we do should be directed and lead to God and serve to lead others to fellowship with God. In whatever we do, we are required as baptized followers of Jesus, who are lovingly bound to Him, to share His same attitudes and regard everyone we meet with His eyes, with unqualified respect. This is, of course, not easy, but that's the challenge. The Lord didn't have an easy time of it either, particularly in His short public life, where He faced much hostility and resistance. But He kept His heart open to all. And that's the point. He kept His heart open to all. It was prayer that kept Jesus focused and grounded. Again, we heard in the Gospel that when heaven opened, God affirmed His beloved Son. And the Holy Spirit descends on Jesus. And this was while He was at prayer immediately after His baptism. Prayer was how He nurtured and maintained His union with the Father, how He discerned His will, which was in perfect union with God's will. If we too wish to grow in union with God, to draw close to God, to remain in His friendship, prayer is crucial. Jesus is our best model for prayer. We depend on God for everything, and we acknowledge this when we come to God in worship, prayer, and thanksgiving, as we are now doing in this Eucharist. It is in the Eucharist that the Church draws her life from Christ, for it is in the Eucharist which aims at communion of all of us with Christ, and in Him with the Father and the Holy Spirit.